We continue while learning the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Shem Chan Yaakov Pepech of Zaleo. We are in Temura. Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Chomer ba'kodshim mi ba'truma uva'truma mi ba'kodshim. The Mishnah here is teaching us that there's some ways where the laws of karbanos, regular karbanos, are more strict than the law of Temura, and other cases where the laws of Temura are going to be more strict than kodshim, than regular karbanos. So we begin. Shaha kodshim osim Temura, then Temura osa Temura. One of the ways that kodshim is more strict than Temura is that kodshim, regular karbanos, can make a Temura, right? Take a chulin animal, and now that animal that was sanctified, you try to transfer the Kedusha. What happens? Well, the Kedusha remains on the first animal as well, but the second animal becomes Kadosh. But Temura can't make Temura. So that way, Temura is not as strong as Kachim, because that Temura animal cannot now make another Temura animal. We learned this already. In the previous Mishnah, we spoke, it's Pasuk says, V'hayahu usumura so yeh kodesh, Temura so. The Temura will be kodesh. V'lo temuras Temura so. That we learned, no, we learned that already in the first parak in Mishnah. Another halacha that we learned in Parak Aleph Mishnah Vav is the next. Hatzibur v'hashutafim magdishim avalom emirim. Another area where the laws of karbanos are more strict than Temura. So community and shutfim and partners can sanctify an animal to be a regular karban. Valom emirim, but they can't make Temura. If they try to take a chulin animal and now substitute that for the kedusha of another karban, so the animal doesn't become Temura. Another area where the laws of regular karbanos are more strict than Temura, that when it comes to karbanos, a person can sanctify even the limbs of an animal or the fetus of an animal. These are chulin animals that you want to make them kadosh. You can make them to a karban just by sanctifying the fetus or sanctifying the aver. The aver, we said, then spreads throughout the rest of the animal. Avalo mimirin, but you cannot make Temura with them. A person tries to now transfer the kedusha and substitute the kedusha of a limb or a fetus of a, you have a kadosh animal, rather. And now you want to take the limb or a fetus of a chulin animal and substitute that for a karbon, so that limb or that fetus doesn't become kadosh as Temura. As a karbon, yes, but as Temura, no. And now we move the other way. Chomer b'temura, in what way is Temura more kadosh than the regular karbonos? Shaha kedusha chola al balas mum kavua. So this will just translate, then we'll see the Bartner will explain this. This says that when it comes to Temura, the Kedusha of Temura will take effect on an animal that has a permanent blemish, a mum kavua. And what would that mean practically? Eino yotze, because of that, a consequence of that is that it's not yotze l'chulin, even when you sell it or you redeem it, it does not become chulin to the extent that you can shear it for the wool or work it. That's true when it comes to a temura. That's a stringency. What would be if it were a regular animal, if you have a regular mum animal with a blemish and you sanctify it as a karbon, so it does not become a fully kadosh. What does it have? It has kedushas damim, or it has sanctity when it comes to money, so therefore once you sell it or redeem it, it can be you can shear it, you can work, and it's not a problem. So the Bar Tanur explains the following. Heimer behemas chulin balas mum behemah tamima shel hekdesh. Here you have an unblemished kadosh kadshim animal, and I now want to transfer the kedusha on to behemas chulin, a non-holy animal. But that chulin animal has a mum. So the halacha is chol aleh kedushas kedusha temurah. The kedusha of Temura will take full effect on that animal that was blemished from the very beginning. It was a chulin animal, it was blemished, and I transfer kedusha onto it, it becomes completely kadosh to the extent. Shem yivdua, if you would now redeem that chulin, that animal, that, because it's Temura, now it's no longer chulin, it's kadosh, and it had a mum, it had a mum from the very beginning. So if you redeem it, lo teitzei l'chulin ligazez v'le'aveh, it would not leave to become now chulin, unholy, to the extent that you're able to shear it or work it. Elikidin, kachim, shekadamek, deshanes, mumon. Rather, what would its status be? It would be no different than a carbon, a regular carbon, our Temura would be no different, that's a Baal Mum, from the very beginning, would be no different than Karbanos, where you designated as Hekdesh before the Mum, before the Mum was there. Shekshepodim Osam Eim Heter Gizav Avoda, El Heter Achila. What happens when you have an animal, you designate it as a Karban, and only then it develops a Mum? Well, since it, before you were Makdish it, before it had a Mum, and now only afterwards it developed a Mum, so then when you redeem it, you're able to eat it, but you can't work it, you can't shear it. But if you have regular karbanos, where the mum was there to begin with, it's a blemished animal, and now you're makdish it, you sanctify that. You know what the halacha is when you redeem it? Yotzim lechulim al yedei pidyon ligazeiz v'lei aved. That, because the mum was there before you were makdish it, once you redeem it, you can shear it, you can work it. Aval b'tmura, tmura is not so. Tmura, even if the mum was there to begin with, and now you give it the kedusha by transferring kedusha from another and make it tmura, it still, once you redeem it, is going to remain holy to the extent that you cannot shear it or work it. Gali kra, because the pasuk reveals to us, says the Bar Tanura, tov bira ora b'tov. Lo ifrish bein tam labalmum. There's no difference between a tam labalmum. Even if it started as a balmum, even so, when you redeem it, you still cannot work it or shear it, as opposed to kachim, where the halacha would be different. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda bar Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he adds on something else, another area where Temura is more strict than Karbanos. Asa shoge kemezid b'tmura, velo asa shoge kemezid b'mukdashim. He says like this, the Torah treats a case of shoge like mazid by Temura. What would that mean? Someone really had in mind to say that a certain animal should be Temura for a karban, and he made a mistake, and he ended up choosing a different animal. All right, Temura says, let's say for example, Shim Savur Lomar Shor Shachor Sheyetzim Bibesi Tchile Temura Tachazu, the black ox that comes out of my house, which is unholy, which is chulin, should become Temura in substitute for this other holy animal. The Yatsami Pivshor Lava. What happened? Meaning what? He had in mind to say, he didn't say, I had in mind to say that the black ox that walks out. But what came out of his mouth? He said white ox. He didn't really mean that. So Gabe Temura, guess what? Even though he made a mistake, Kaddish Veloke, it's Kadosh and it gets Malkus. Delog Grali Beikra, Pasuk says, Yeh Kodesh. Yeh Kodesh is an extra phrase. L'rabo Shogeg V'mezid. Aval Bikiya Gavna, says the Baratunur of the Kachim. If you have a similar situation by Kachim, where it ends up being a different animal than he had in mind, in Baal Mumhu, Lemizbeach lo Kaddish Veno Loke. If it's a Baal Mum, so then, no, it's not Kaddish Veno Mizbeach. You don't get Malkus. The Hekdesh Taos ain't no Hekdesh. Hekdesh Taos, whether it's a mistake, it's not Hekdesh. But apparently, Temura Bitaos is going to be Temura. So that's what a Mishnah means when it says, "Velo, yes, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, be asa shoge kemezid by Temura, b'temura, but velo asa shoge kemezid b'mukdashin." A person had intent to consecrate a certain animal, and there was a mistake. He mentioned a different animal. So the halacha is that an animal that he mentions does not become holy. Then the Mishnah now says, tells us a case, a name of Rabbi Elazar, where make no difference between Kachim and Temura. Either way, the animal cannot become Kadosh, even for Temura purposes. What are those? Rabbi Elazar Omer HaKilayim, an animal that's a mixed breed of a Hatrefa, an animal that has some fatal defect, will die within a year. Viotze Dofin, an animal born by cesarean section. Tumtum Vajoganos, Tumtum, both, where we cannot identify whether it's a male or a female. The Tumtum, we can't see any of the Simonim. The Vajoganos, we can see both. Lo Kideshim, they don't become Kadosh by Temura. If you try to substitute them for the kedusha of a karbon, and velo makdishim, and they cannot be makdish others, which means if they're a karbon and you have another animal in place of them, that doesn't become temura. So just to clarify, take the case of kilayim. So kilayim is, let's say, is the offspring of a goat and a sheep that made it together. So that cannot be, it doesn't make temura, and it cannot be brought as a karban. So that's what it means. Lo kedeshim v'lo makdishim. But the Bar Tanura points out, lo kedeshim b'temura, they don't become kadosh, sanctified as temura, if they're substituted for a karban. And we assume, certainly, they don't become kadosh if they become consecrated as a regular carbon. They will have kedushas damin. Person, let's say, wants to give a desk, a chair to the Beis HaMikdash, that has kedushas damin. So this animal would. It just cannot become either a carbon or temura. And then Bartuna points out, what's the chiddush here? Even though we just mentioned before that Tamura, the kedusha can be chal where there's a baal mum, kamua, where there's a permanent blemish, eino chal al elu. Still, it would not be chal on anyone on this list, the treif of the kalayim, yotzei dofin, tuptim, and androgynos. There is, so true, we cannot be machtiv these as karbanos, but there is a way for them to become karbanos in the following roundabout way. Take the example of the treifa. So if the animal, let's say, you were machtiv that animal to the Beis HaMikdash before it became a treifa, before it developed, whatever condition it had, that made it into a treifa, so then it would be kadosh as well. Let's say an animal that's born through via C-section. Let's say you were machtiv it as a fetus before it was born, so they would have kedusha. An animal that's kilayim tumtum androgynos. Let's say they became kadosh as a carbon by being born from an animal that was kadosh as an animal. So then, so the offspring would be kadosh, even though they may be tumtum androgynos, etc. So that's why, the Mishnah says lo kadesh v'lo makdishim. We're not going to makdish them as a carbon or make them tamura. Nonetheless, there's a way that they can potentially become a carbon in these roundabout ways. Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Elush Kodshim Shevaldoseim Utemuroseim Kayotze Bohem. So here the Mishnah says there are karbanos, certain karbanos, where the vlados, the offspring, and the tamura that we make will be the same as Kayotze Bohem, as the carbon where they came from. So the Mishnah says Vlad Shlamim Utemura. So for example, Vlad Shlamim Utemura son. Uvladan, uvlad vladan, ad sofa olam, hare elu kashlam. So we begin with the following. You have a shlamim animal, or the tamura of a shlamim animal, and the offspring of the shlamim, or the offspring of the tamura of the tamura of the shlamim, or the offspring of the offspring, vlad vladan, ad olam, till the forever. All their descendants, doesn't matter how many, hare elu shlamim, they all have the status of a shlamim, and can be brought on the mizbeach. As a shlamim, that is where we say valdoseim utmurosehen kayotze bohen. Uteunim, and because they are a shlamim, they require smicha, which you have to lean your hands on the animal before you shecht it. Unusachim, and what comes along with it, the minchas, the mincha, and the wine. Utnufa v'chaz v'shok, and they have to be waved as shlamim normally do. And chaz v'shok is where the breast and the thigh that go to the kohanim. All halachas when it comes to shlamim will apply to not only the beginning carbon, but the Vlad and Valdosan and Tamurosan and the Vlad of the Tamuros, etc. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vlad Shlomim, Loikrav Shlomim. He says the offspring of Shlomim should not be brought as the Shlomim. What's the problem? So the Bartanura says, no, don't bring it Elokonso Likipa. You have to bring it into a, close it up into a room Vames and let it die. Midrabanan. This is a gezerah derabim shemi gezerah. What's the decree? Why can't you bring the offspring of a shlamim? De'iyamit vlad shlamim yesh lo takana. If you're going to tell me that a vlad shlamim, there is a way to rectify it. It means it can be brought as a carbon. Asu the shehu yele aim. So what's the mother? The mother is also a shlamim. So it's kadosh. So what are you going to do? If you're telling me the vlad shlamim, you can use that as well as the carbon, and it can eat the carbon shlamim. They're beautiful. You're going to keep the mother around. Ad shetele. Now the mothers, you shouldn't be keeping around. The mother's a carbon. V'yigadel adorim in havalado. So now you're going to keep the mother around until it mates and has many, many more offspring. V'asu behu lidei gizav avod. You'll end up shearing the mother and maybe working the mother, keeping it around so long. The mother's a carbon. In order to avoid that, we say, if it has any offspring, you can't use them as a shlamim. Okay, I guess I may as well bring the mother as a carbon because there's no point in keeping her around. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's gezerah. Vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim v'chachamim omrim yikrav. And the chachamim disagree. They say, in fact, they agree with the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, that is that there is no concern midrabanan whatsoever. You can bring the vlados of shlamim. Amar Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon comes along and says the following. According to what we just said before, the machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer was the Chachamim allow offering not only the vlados of the shlomim, but they allowed everything. In other words, they basically agreed with the Tanakhama. Vlad vlados at sof kala ola. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, vlad shlomim, even the first generation, or the second generation rather, you can't bring. I'm Rabbi Shimon, no, I don't think that's the machlokas. I think the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim is the following. Lo nechleku al vlad shlomim. There is no machlokas about the third generation, the offspring of the offspring of the Shlomim, the al vlad tamura, or the offspring of tamura shelo yikrav. Everyone agrees, even the Chachamim say, you're not allowed to offer that as a carbon. So what's the debate then, where Rabbi Eliezer is strict, makes this exerid rabban, and the Chachamim do not? Al vlad, just on the offspring of the Shlomim. Shreb Eliezer Omer, lo yikrav, don't offer it, as we explained, the gzera, you'll keep the mother around. V'chachamim omrim, yikrav. And the chacham saying, you can, we're not afraid of the gzera. But vlad vlados, so that no one would allow, according it says Rabbi Shimon. Now the question is, if the chachamim don't agree with this gzera, so what should be the problem with vlad vlados, with the third generation? If you're permitting the second generation, because you're not afraid. So the answer is that it's very clear that if you're keeping it around for the mother around, and now it already gives birth to a third generation, so that's very clear what you're doing. You want to keep the mother around so you have many, many offspring. There we should make it gzera. But to make gzera just the vlad shlomim, and the chachamim said, that far we don't have to go. It's not clear what the person has in mind just because the mother gave birth. Maybe he's planning to bring the mother as a carbon very soon. And therefore, they're only concerned with vlad vlados, but not vlad tamura and vlad of the shlomim. Now the Mishnah says, Heyid Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Papias testified on vlad shlomim, sheyikrav shlomim. They had a Kabbalah from their Rebbeim that a vlad shlomim can be brought as a shlomim, like the opinion of the Chachamim against Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rav Papias, ani meid shehoysa lanu para zivchei shlomim. I remember, I can testify. We had a para, a cow that was a female, right, that was zivchei shlomim, that a person sanctified as a carbon shlomim. V'achalnuha b'pesach. And we brought it as a korban, and we ate the meat of it on Pesach. V'achalnu v'lada shlomim b'chag. And we ate its vlad, we ate its offspring on Chag. What's Chag? So some say 50 days, around 50 days after Pesach, which means Chag HaTzeres. We brought the vlad as a carbon shlomim and ate it on Shavuos to fulfill the Pasuk in Devarim Yudbeis Uvasta Shama V'Averizem Shama, which means that the regel rishon that you come to Yerushalayim, you bring all the nedarim that you have. And some say Chag here means what it usually means. It means Sukkos. And what does it mean? That they ate this vlad shlomim on Sukkos. Now, what's the point of this testimony? Of course, just to say that they ate the vlad shlomim. Vlad shlomim is kosher. To follow is acceptable, like the Chachamim have said. But the question is, so why would Chag mean something other than Sukkos, what it usually means? Because the mitzvah of Uvasa Shama Vavesem Shama tells you that you're supposed to bring the karbanos on the next potential regal that you can. So the vlad, if you ate the mother on Pesach, so now you have the vlad should be brought by the next chag. The next chag, that's a neder that you're bringing, so that should be brought. It's not a chiyuv, but you're supposed to bring it on the next possible chag, which would be after Pesach, which is Shavuos. Why would they wait to Sukkos if in fact chag means Sukkos? So the Gemara says, oh, because it was sick, they couldn't bring it on Shavuos, they had to wait till Sukkos in order to bring it. But either way, this testimony teaches us the halacha l'maisa. We follow the Chachamim's opinion that vlad shlomim, yikrav shlomim.